Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about some of the things it takes to spiritually build a family.
Well, and the foundation blocks, the building blocks that are underneath everything that we do are incredibly important. And in 1 Corinthians 11, it talks about submission and humility being key qualities for men and women in order to live truly spiritual lives. And what I'd like to go through today is just kind of a provoking checkoff list that you can go together with your spouse. This is primarily focused at being a spiritual man, but obviously, you know, you can put woman in there at any point you want to.
Well, I think, you know, you talk about submission and humility, and they're just such great words in theory, but they're so hard in reality.
Right. Well, and they have negative connotations mm-hmm. in our culture, too. Mm-hmm. Like I remember reading an article once on submit or subwit.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of angst in our culture about what that means. But submission is not something that God just expects in a marriage. He expects it between both marriage partners, and he expects us to submit to God, mm-hmm. which is kind of the point of these kind of foundations.
Honestly, if we're truly submitting to God, we are willing, and it's easier to submit to our spouse.
First one, what place will spiritual motivation? Now, I want you to think about you and your wife. Maybe you're a single parent or whatever. Just think through what this looks like. What place will spiritual motivation play in your home or our home? And what does it look like to have being spiritually motivated be one of the main things? I mean, you know, it's one thing, you know, obviously you're taking care of your kids, you're providing, you're teaching them the obvious things like don't run out on the street, but where does spirituality fit in your home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the particulars are played out differently in each home because the word and the stories in it need to be applied, but each home's situation seems to be a bit different. So you may not be an active sports family. You may be an outdoor, indoor family, whatever it is. We're all different. But for instance, sports, does God really care if I try hard at it or I'm good at it? You know, that's a question your kids may have as they decide just how much of am I supposed to put of myself in this?
Yes.
And does God really care? And so, you know, in one of our kids, that we determined for him as he and I talked, or we talked, that the answer was God does care, because he doesn't care that you give more than you should give. That's what you have to decide between you and God. But how do you have where does God want you to have influence? And if you're the lazy guy on the team, how much influence are you going to have?
And this all relates to character qualities. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about spiritual motivation in your home, it's going to tie into character. So you kind of have to decide what the pillars of character are for you, because, you know, where each family and each person is a special recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have things that we have in common, but your recipe is your recipe, just like it is for your family. And if you're going to bake your family cake, you want to make sure that you're putting the right ingredients into it.
Yeah, and they're all, I mean, it comes up everywhere. Are you going to allow white lies? How far does teasing go? You know, all of that. There are so many aspects. And once you get them decided for your own life, it's a lot easier to pass that down to your children.
Well, and so much of that has to do with how we treat people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you can't, you know, love somebody you can see, how can you love God whom you cannot see? Which is why Jesus' words are so powerful in that, because the two are just totally tied together.
Mm-hmm.
A second question for becoming a spiritual man, and these are questions that I ask myself, I have asked myself, I continue to ask myself, how highly will our marriage relationship be regarded in my heart and between us? And I would have to say, and hopefully you feel this way after these years of marriage, but there's very little that I place above mm-hmm. our friendship, your friendship, my friendship, and our marriage partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's really important for our sons to see that, to see their dads love their moms above everyone else in the family. They need to know that he will always choose her.
Yes.
Her needs over theirs. His relationship with her over theirs. It has to be that important. It doesn't diminish his relationship with the kids, but I think the kids need to see, because how will they know to do that with their own spouse if they don't have it demonstrated?
Well, and that can get really confusing as life unfolds, you know, trying mm-hmm. to figure out how those things fit together,
yeah.
the way you just described them.
Mm-hmm.
Third of all, how far am I willing to go? Oh, answer that question. How highly will our marriage relationship be regarded in my heart? very high. Okay. How far am I willing to go to provide a nurturing, cherishing environment for my wife? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to answer this, or are you going to?
Well, you can answer it.
Well, I mean, I didn't know anything about that when we got married, mm-hmm. so I didn't understand it. So I've had to learn a lot about the fact that nurturing looks a certain way from your perspective, and protecting is my way of nurturing. Mm-hmm. So learning about that related to you was huge, but how far am I willing to go? Well, I've been willing to go a long ways because I realized at some point that my way wasn't the best way. It was only half of the best way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took both of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing is that men have to answer, and couples in their relationship on this, is how much do I give up for my career and to provide for my family, in the sense that am I all out for my career at the expense of my family? And it doesn't mean that God never wants you to move. It doesn't mean he never wants you to work extra hours for a promotion or whatever. But where will you draw the line for that? Or will you do that for 20 years and then your kids are grown and your spousal relationship is weak? Yeah. So just, you know, taking the time to consider how much does God want out of me in each stage of my life.
One of the things that I do in marriage counseling, and particularly early counseling, premarital counseling, is I ask the question, in what ways do you or do I need to be healed of my past in order to ensure a hopeful future? And I have this picture in my mind right now of us. You and I, mm-hmm. we got married. You know, you're filled with optimism. You're infatuated with each other, all those kinds of things.
And then you get to know each other.
Well, you do. But it's like, you know, you get to your first apartment and there's all the seen baggage and the stuff you're moving in. And then there's the unseen stuff mm-hmm. that's in the suitcases that yeah. that came along with you because you just can't help but bring them along. And unpacking those suitcases for both of us really took took a long time for us to do that, so that we could look at our past and learn from our past, leave some of it behind, but carry some of it with us in ways that strengthened us
right.
for the future.
Yeah, I think it's easy to see everything as baggage and want to dump everything out, but you really do need to pick through it and see that there is some stuff in here that's really salvageable, that can be built into something beautiful. I also think that men, since we're talking about that particular right now, I think the whole idea of I need to be strong for my wife is a little bit, it's just a lie, in the sense that I can guarantee you that a good wife will see your vulnerability as a strength.
Yes.
And you're wanting to talk about something and yourself admitting that I'm not sure which direction to go. A wife will feel like, yeah, I want to be in on this. We're building this together. I would never see that in you as a weakness when you said that. And yet sometimes I think men feel like they need to not have to do that because they should be seen as the strong one.
Well, and what a great crossroads to run into, where you realize that neither one of you has the answer. And then it's time to go to God and ask God to clarify or amplify.
Oh my goodness, there is such security when you feel like the answer came straight from God.
Absolutely. This relates to something we talked about a little bit before, but I want you to get more personal with it. I have what pillars of character will form the foundation of your home. Mm-hmm. And I've got a character quality that I'm thinking about right now, and I'd like you to think about one. So I'll start.
Okay.
A pillar of character that I didn't even realize that was important to me was loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Personal, interpersonal, family, kind loyalty to one another is something that I value in all aspects of my life. So learning how to be a loyal father, to be a loyal husband, mm-hmm. and to be a loyal friend, that was something that I had to learn a lot about because I realized I valued loyalty. Mm-hmm. That's mine. How about you?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I think one of mine that I learned was being honest. So that's a character quality that's important to me. You know, by omitting some information, you know, you're not exactly lying, but you're not really being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And learning with teasing, you know, that a kid can say, oh, well, I was just joking. Well, you know, if you don't tell that it's a joke and you let someone believe something, somewhere in there it turns from a joke to a lie.
Yeah.
And so there were a lot of nuances about that I had to learn, and that were, I think, are a pillar a character pillar that a family needs to have, or our family needed to have.
That kind of leads into just the general conversation about economics. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down, what will our economic pursuits provide? So as a provider, I mm-hmm. think about that, even though, you know, you've contributed to that process and we've worked right. on that together. And what will it require from our family? Because what we set out as far as our economic pursuits, and I was talking to a young couple the other day about the home that's their dream home. And I was thinking, you know, our first home was like 20 grand.
Not even.
and I'm listening to this couple and I'm going, and obviously, you know, a lot of things have changed, mm-hmm. but, you know, they're talking about, you know, their dream home is $500,000 home. And I'm kind of going, there are so many things that impact our economics, not the least of which is the culture that we live in. And we're constantly making decisions about how much economics are going to impact the quality and the nature of our family mm-hmm. life.
Yeah. And I think that often, you know, this is what I was talking about, that you have to determine sometimes ahead of time, how much time are you going to put into work in building the structure of your home? Do you do it at the cost of not having enough time to build the internal of the home?
Right. The infrastructure, yeah. as people are so fond of saying. finally, I'd like to talk about a little bit today is what will be the end game picture for mm-hmm. our family? And, you know, we're further along in the process now. So we've had the before, the during, and kind of heading toward the after a little mm-hmm. bit right now. And I'm thinking that the things that really satisfied me from a vision perspective when I was a young man are a lot different than what's happening now. But that tension of what is the vision for our family and me having to deal with it, you having to deal with it, us having to, you know, negotiate that together, I think that's been a real huge part of the success that we have experienced and the satisfied mind that we have, I think, mm-hmm. related to our children and our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think you had spiritual goals, but you also had practical goals for the kids, too, as did I. You wanted them to know how to work, not work a spell and sit a spell, but right. really stick with a task.
And all my kids are workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you taught them the different things you knew how to do. And they were often things that you had to learn how to do. You didn't come into our marriage knowing how to do them. But, you know, you taught them how to use a hammer and how to hang a picture and use your tools and hopefully not leave them in the rain.
How to get a nail gun because they're so much quicker than hammers.
Yes. Yeah, all of that. You know, so somewhere just having goals for your family include the spiritual ones, but they also include just daily ones. You know, for me a little bit, it was like, by the time my kids leave the house, I want them to know how to clean a toilet, dust, vacuum, and do a little bit of cooking. Do they know how to do some of the basics so that they can live when they leave?
You're making me smile right now because I'm just thinking of the pictures of each of our sons as well as our daughter standing there on a step stool mixing something up, you know. And, you know, to this day, you know, all of our children know how to cook because they experienced it in the
very
home.
Basics. They're not going to starve.
Right. But, you know, that's a neat legacy kind of thing that you can leave. And it's part of the end game for your family. And now to watch them teaching that to their children mm-hmm. is really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it was cooking. For someone else, it might have to do in a different area of creativity. So, you know, I'm not holding one thing up above another. But what is it for your kids that you want them to know by the time they leave your home?
Yeah, like for you, it wasn't lawn work.
No, it wasn't.
But we kind of both have had our bailiwicks, haven't we?
No, but I know how to water.
You do. Those flowers would die apart from you taking care of them. Hey, forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we're finding hope at forestream.com.